Coach Tom Servitori is now joining us. Tom,
Schulte.
Tom, congratulations.
Thanks, pal.
You talk about generating offense in some non-traditional ways. How about Kyle Loft carrying the puck into the corner, firing on the brakes and feeding it cross ice back up to the blue line to Will Magnuson to get his first career goal?
Yeah, you know, I didn't even know that, but you see more things from the from the press box than I probably do. It was really, I just talked to Megs. It was great to see Megs get his first goal. It was a big goal.
Well, that is such an important position where he put that puck. You keep that thing low, a goalie can't see it.
Well, yeah, you just got to get it through the layers. We just talk about layers all the time, and you got to get it through layers, and you got to get it out. We talked about it today. We had clips where when it goes low to high, you got to shoot. Once you hesitate, they really block shots well. They got good technique, and they got a high battle level for blocking shots.
They blocked 10 again in the second period today.
No, they do. They block shots well, and they've got a commitment level, and you have to have that.
I thought you guys made that move from getting a puck, recovering a puck, getting a loose puck, whatever, and going north incredibly quickly and incredibly well tonight.
Well, I'm glad you said that. I mean, but it was probably momentarily in the first and even halfway through the second a little bit, especially the first and the second. The game was going too fast, and they're a rush offense team, and it was a rush game for those guys, and we actually had to tweak our forecheck a little bit just to have more of a higher wedge guy and just to try to slow that down, and we did a pretty good job. And their rush offense, they weren't gaining the zone as much as they were and going cross ice, but for a while there it was dicey. And they got good speed, and you just can't play their game. We got to play our game, and we were playing their game for a while.
Right before you got on the mic there, I was just starting the three stars, and I gave Eric Martin the third star tonight. And I mean, he didn't show up in the score column at all this weekend, but you don't have to help your team out. And I thought him in particular moved pucks very well all weekend long.
Eric Martin has turned into like one heck of a well-rounded player, and his game has really matured leaps and bounds. I'm really proud of him, just really proud of Eric Martin right now, and I appreciate you doing that, Schulte, because he deserves to get rewarded, and he's playing a lot of minutes right now, and he's eating heavy minutes, and he didn't do that in the past, and I'm really happy for him.
I don't want to say that I thought he played selfish before, but he is incredibly unselfish this year. He's looking to make a play first.
He's a leader. Marty's turned into a good leader, and I think with more responsibility, he appreciates that, and I think he realizes, too, when there's more minutes and the coaches show trust in him, he's got an obligation, and he's taken pride in that obligation, and that's being a leader, a team guy, and just being a great ambassador for the way we play in Beaver hockey.
Yuri Väisänen's goal, he had a lot more time in the slot than I thought he did when I first saw it in real time. But when I saw the replay, he made a pretty headsy play there, get that thing to the backhand and still put it in a pretty good position.
No, it was nice to see. That was a hell of a nice insurance goal for us, you know. I mean, I started breathing a little better on the bench.
I asked you earlier this week if last Saturday was a must-win. Elias Rosen said it to me on the pregame for today all by himself. He goes, yeah, tonight is a must-win. So certainly take the 3 points and get the heck out of here and enjoy the week off, Tom.
All right, bud.
Tom Servitori, head coach of the Beavers here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Beavers winners tonight by the final score of 4-1.